Welcome everyone to season one, episode two of Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, specifically Cheskas Metaltelin. In other words, Shnayim Ochzin Halacha Lamaisa. This is our second actual halacha recording. I hope we're still feeling the powerful bren of the amazing Chassidus we learned yesterday. But now we're going to continue on in these halachos. Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel Se'if Beis. So last time we learned that when somebody holds on to something, that means it's his. And therefore, if someone else comes and brings Edom and said that it had belonged to me first, the other guy says, too bad, it's mine now. You sold it to me, you gave it to me, whatever it is. And therefore, in principle, we believe him. Later on, they made an enactment that he had to swear to it. But the point is that really we believe him. That's when all the Edom did was say that this object had belonged to the original guy previously. But what if the Edom say more than that? What if the Edom say that actually we saw Reuven lend it to Shimon, or we saw Reuven deposit it with Shimon for safekeeping? So now when Shimon has it, it's not just that the Edom are saying that it used to belong to Reuven. They're saying it used to belong to Reuven, and we know how it got to Shimon. So we are less likely to believe him. So let's see what the halacha is. Even if the claimant gave hachefetz the object, he gave it over lemachzik to the guy. So he gave over the object to the guy be'edim with witnesses. So the witnesses saw him give it. Im ein edim shehu atal biyado. So the first question is, what if Edim saw him give it? So now Reuven comes and says, "Hey, where's my zamboni?" And Shimon says, "What zamboni?" And say, "Well, I saw you give it, right? We had Edim that showed. I gave it to you." And Shimon says, "Oh, that zamboni. I gave it to you a long time ago. I gave it back like a month ago. It's true you have Edim that it got into my possession, but you don't have Edim that it didn't get out of my possession. I tell you it did. I gave it back to you." So what happens then? So the answer is Naaman b'shvuas heses lomar hazart tivlach. We believe him with this rabbinic shvuah to say that I have returned it to you. Meaning, again, we have proof that it went to Shimon in a way that Shimon doesn't own it. But now we don't have any proof it's still at Shimon. So maybe Shimon returned it. We don't see the Zamboni in Shimon's backyard. V'chei Ne'eman Lomar, similarly, he's believed to say Lakuacho. Not only do we allow him to say he returned it, but even more, we can say, I'm holding on to this. Why? Because I bought it from you. You have witnesses that say that saw me give it to you as a loan, not as a sale. Yeah, that's true. Now I'm trying to say beyond that. I'm trying to say I gave it back to you. And then I said, listen, I really liked borrowing your Zamboni. Can I borrow it from you? And Reuven said, yeah. That's what this guy is saying. So really, this Taina doesn't have as much power. Since we have Edom who can explain how it got from Reuven to Shimon, so Shimon's Taina of I gave it back and then bought it again is really not very powerful. But Shimon has amigo. Shimon has the ability that he could have said something even more powerful. Shimon could have said, like we saw at the beginning, he could have said, what Zamboni? I gave it back to you weeks ago. From the fact that Shimon's admitting that there is a Zamboni, that's not going to make it worse for him, because he could have said something even more powerful. We're not going to get into now whether Migo is Ne'amanos or Koach HaTayna, or whatever it is. But we are going to say that since he could have said, I returned it and would believe him, he can even say, I returned it and then bought it from you. Fine. V'im amar le al tachzir ela be'edim. What about in this case? Reuben gives it to Shimon with Edim, and he says, I want you to give this back to me with witnesses. And now Shimon says, I gave it back to you. What witnesses? I don't know. I know you told me no witnesses, but you told there have to be witnesses, but whatever, I didn't. Okay. So again, we don't see a Zamboni. We know Reuben had one. We have witnesses that say that it went from Reuben to Shimon. And Reuben told Shimon then, don't give it back to me unless you have witnesses. Now, a month later, Shimon's trying to claim he gave it back and there were no witnesses. So then, if Reuven told him, only return it if you have witnesses, and he says, I returned it to you, Lach, to you. Ne'eman b'migo denanso. Then we believe him. But now we can't believe him with the fact that he returned it, because as we said before, Reuven told him not to return it unless there are witnesses. So therefore, there's a what you call it a reyusa. It's worse. Here, Shimon's taina is weaker because he should not have returned it without Edim. We can't really believe him, but he has amigo because he could say, "Listen, I was watching this for you, as we said, and we know that a shomer chinam is not chayav on onsen, neither is a shomer sachar. So let's say he was watching it. Okay, he was watching it, and then an onis happened. He got struck by lightning and vaporized. Now, I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you. So then the halacha would be that Shimon doesn't have to pay Reuven. So since Shimon could have said that, so now he can also say that, oh, I gave it back to you and then I bought it from you. Or he can, sorry, he can't say that, but he can say, I gave it back to you. Shava, but here, since it's a little more intense, Reuven has stronger power against Shimon here. So therefore, Shava shvua d'oraisa. Shimon has to swear a shvua d'oraisa, which the Mefarshim explain is not really a shvua d'oraisa. It's also a shvua d'rabbana, but it's a little stronger. It's, ooh, a ke'en d'oraisa. Why? Because it's a benekitas chefetz, which means he has to hold a sefer Torah. It's a stronger level of shvua. Fine. V'im to'ein, so that was that. V'im to'ein hechzartiv lach b'fnei poni uponi umesu. Again, we said, why is Shimon's taina weak? Because Shimon was supposed to return it with Edom, and he didn't do that. Oh, so what if he says, I did return it with Edom? Where are they? Oh, they're dead. So he says, b'fnei poni uponi, he returned it in front of Levi and Yehuda, umesu, and they're dead. Or they traveled far away. So there are no Edom here now, but I did return it with Edom. Now he does not have to do such a strong Shavua. He has some more power to his Taina. And therefore, Nishpa Hesus, he can just do the weakest Darabanan Shavua. Even if he does not have to pay it back. Now, what about if Reuben gave it to him? Edom. Let's say Reuben did not give it over with Edom. If Reuven gave it over without Edom, then even if now Edom see it in Shimon's hand, Shimon can say, yeah, I bought it, like we said before, in Sif Aleph. Avali Masra lo be'edim, but if Reuven gave it over to him with Edom, Vigam re'u ata biyado, and the Edom now see that he still has it, Eino ne'eman, we don't believe him to say he bought it, like we said before. V'davka she'ha'edim me'edim shenas no lo b'taras pikadon. This is only when the witnesses testify that that Reuven gave it to Shimon as a deposit. Then he can't say, "Oh, I bought it," because we had witnesses that saw the transfer and it was not a purchase. Aval im me'edim shenas nilo stam. If the Edom don't say that Reuven gave it to Shimon as a pikadon, they just saw the transfer. They didn't understand what it was. Was it a pass? Was it a lateral? Doesn't matter. It got from Reuven's hand to Shimon's hand, but it was stam. I don't know what the transaction was. Then Yachal Shimon will say, yes, you gave it to me in front of Edom. And you know how you gave it to me? As a purchase. I paid you money 2 seconds before, and you sold it to me. And that's what happened. So that's Se'if Beis. Welcome everybody to Se'if Gimel. Se'if Gimel is based on a very interesting story in the Chuvos HaRosh that we're not going to do. But basically, we saw before that on the one hand, the Shimon can often use amigo to help him because he has a stronger taina that he could have made. And that's helpful for him. On the other hand, sometimes we have Edom. Now the question is, the Rosh brings an interesting point. If Edom come in at a certain point when certain facts have been witnessed, Shimon kind of loses his Migo. So what happens in the following case? Let's read it in Gimel. Imro Edom Chefetz Biyada Machuzik. The witnesses see the object in Shimon's hands, Kodem Shetavu Hama'ar, before Reuven actually went to him in court. So now they saw it. So since they saw it, if you think about it, now he can't say, oh, and so let's say he can't say that it's gone, it got vaporized, because Edom saw that he was holding on to it. So now there's no power of amigo that, oh, maybe it got vaporized, because it clearly didn't get vaporized, we already had that. That was one case. But afilu imamar bifnehem kodem Sharo, maybe before the guy showed the Edom, they're talking about a specific case here in the Rush where the guy actually showed the Edom. Before the claimant went in court, the Edom came to the guy's house and he said, hey, listen, I'm gonna show you these objects in a box. I just want you to know. He says, Du'u ki hi humi mushkan libiyad. This object is collateral to me. So since it's collateral to me, meaning he's taking his collateral like we saw he could do in Se'if Aleph. So that gives him power. However, on the other hand, we have witnesses saw that it transferred over to him, and saw that he has it now, which takes away his power. So we have one factor that gives him power, one factor that removes his power. What happens? Karinan beishapir We call that a case where there were witnesses when he transferred it, and they saw him holding onto it now, like we saw at the end of Se'if Beis. In other words, the guy has no power. He's not believed. Even though he theoretically could have had amigo, But since the Edom saw, that takes it away. However, if you think about it, the Rush adds another practical point we're about to see now. That's very nice. The court's going to paskin Shimon, you have to give it back to Reuven. Okay, now 3 weeks later, Reuven comes to Shimon's house and says, okay, come on, can I have the object back? Shimon says, what are you talking about? I give it back to you after the court case. But that's a point Shimon could make, and we don't have any Edom about this anymore. So therefore, Biasrabo, Reuven should warn Shimon, Bifnei Osam Edom, in front of these two Edom, let's say whatever they are, Levi and Yehuda, he has to warn Shimon, Shelo yachzireu lo elo bifnei ploni ufloni. Smart thing to do. He should say, don't, you can only return this to me in front of the following two witnesses. It doesn't have to be Levi Yehuda, could be Sachar Zvulun, but now that we know it's those two witnesses, Shimon can't weasel out of this because he can't say, oh, I returned it to you in front of some other witnesses, because say, no, I told you to return it only in front of these other witnesses. Today, Shalyuch Alit On, so you should not be able to taina, that I returned it to you.